Part 1, Chapter 8, Gateway. Nancy was struggling to see the positive when her teen daughter was experiencing a negative perspective on her life and abilities. In her desire to parent intentionally, she went into her daughter's room and noted one positive accomplishment she had observed. "I know you've been having a hard time lately, and you aren't feeling really good or positive about your life. But you did a great job cleaning up your room today, and I know that must have been a big effort for you." The next day, to Nancy's surprise, the teen girl seemed somewhat cheerful. In passing, she said, "Mom, thanks for saying the positive thing about me yesterday. I was feeling so down and couldn't think of anything good about myself. After you said that positive thing, it helped me see one good quality in myself, and I've been holding on to those words." Exercise 1. Brenda, a young single mother, used fear and love to help her daughter. In the process, she overcame a childhood fear and discovered an unlikely passion and a new career. Brenda had always had trouble keeping up in school, and her weakest subject was always math. She enrolled in a remedial mathematics course at the local community college because she loved her daughter and feared she wouldn't be able to assist her with her homework. She earned an A in the course, which inspired her to set a higher goal. She decided to earn her college degree. Exercise 2. Richard Porson, a famous classical scholar, was once traveling with a young Oxford student. In an attempt to impress the ladies present, the young man let slip a Greek quotation, which he said was from Sophocles. The professor was not taken in by the young man's bluff, and, pulling a pocket edition of Sophocles from the folds of his coat, challenged him to find the passage in question. Not discouraged, the student said that he had made a mistake and that the quotation was, in fact, from Euripides. To the great amusement of the young ladies, Porson immediately produced a copy of Euripides from his pocket and issued the same challenge. In the last attempt to save face, the young man announced that the passage was, of course, from Aeschylus. However, on seeing the inevitable copy of Aeschylus emerge from Porson's pocket, he finally admitted defeat. "Coachman," he cried, "let me out. There's a fellow here who has the whole Bodleian library in his pocket." Exercise 3. When musician Buddy Collette was a child, his parents knew a very good musician named Dootsie Williams. Mr. Williams was a good man as well as a good musician. Buddy's father mentioned to him, "Our son is 12 and plays the saxophone." And Mr. Williams said, "I've got a lot of music. I can send you some music for him." He then gave Buddy's parents a trunk full of music arrangements to take home to him. The music had all the instruments laid out, what the trombone would play, what the trumpet would play, what the saxophone would play, and so on. Buddy was excited to get the music, and since he had friends who played music, he started a band and eventually played with people such as Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald. Exercise 4. A 79-year-old woman sought counseling to deal with her lifelong distress about her older sister, whom she described as a bitter, envious woman who had never been a friend to her. When the 83-year-old sister broke her hip and had other medical complications, the younger sister thought that this was an opportunity to be of real help and perhaps to get the recognition for which she had longed for more than 75 years. Her offers were rejected, and the sister died several months later. Counseling, using life review techniques, helped the younger woman mourn the loss not only of her 83-year-old sister, but of the sister she wished for but had never had. For the first time, the woman realized how much thought and energy she had devoted to the distress concerning her sister. She felt that a lifelong ache had been relieved, and now she had more energy for other people and activities.